Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Woo woo. Doopy 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 doo.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Ed Sheeran tickets, shall we? Right now, text the word DIAMOND, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, to our contest line, 20357. That'll get you entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran on July 25th at Levi's Stadium. The word this hour is diamond. Mason's going to have another word for you in less than an hour. And Jane's got them all day through her show, too. All day, every day this week. Win these Ed Sheeran tickets. The word is diamond. Text it to 20357. You got a chance to get tickets to next summer's biggest show, courtesy of Messina Touring Group, Diamond. Just a quick reminder, if you haven't watched Sneakers yet, Bob's Movie Club. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. will be, I don't know, is it a review or is it just like we all did our homework and we discuss? There's a lot I want to talk about with this movie.
Good.
Robert Redford passed, and so we decided to pick a Robert Redford. Bob decided on a Robert Redford movie. I didn't have a hand in it. But
okay.
I'm not saying anything bad about it.
I watched it last night.
And?
With some friends.
Oh, you can't say.
I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
There is actually a lot to talk about.
Today.
And actually, a couple. It is long.
Sorry. I started it last night and had to turn it off.
Oh.
Not that it was anything wrong with the movie. It's just I needed to go to bed.
No, yeah. I got to get this done today.
Like,
okay.
There's some. It's good. It's good in that there's a lot to talk about.
Yep.
A lot of stars in that movie.
Yes. A lot of stars we've lost in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You shall see.
Just a little tease.
He is very handsome. Like, you forget how handsome Robert Redford is, and then I just like, man, even like in his 50s and 60s, he was stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet he was the best-looking 80-year-old of all time.
Yeah. Very good-looking man.
Yeah. Because there aren't that many. It's, you know, the pool narrows down, so if you were like all the 80-year-olds, you'd be like, yep, that guy.
Get a good idea what Brad Pitt's going to look
well,
like.
Well, that's how I was just going to say.
Yeah,
there's
very
similar. There's a good reason to put those two sort of on the just smoking hot from go and only got better with age.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that Brad Pitt really is like in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is the first time I ever went, oh my God, delicious.
Same. Actually, same.
Yeah. It's not that I don't think he's a good actor or anything. I just was never like particularly attracted to him.
I rewatched the Ocean's movies earlier this year, and I did not find him cute at all in the early 2000s with his bleach blonde hair and his weird shirts.
Yeah.
But in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that bad boy thing.
You ever watch Legends of the Fall? People say that's where they fell in love.
No.
Yeah, that's such a good movie. I was an extra in Moneyball, and Brad came out to like wave to us all, and
lucky.
One thing I noticed was his he has a butt that won't quit. Like, I was like,
Christopher Maloney style?
What's that?
Christopher Maloney style? You know, the guy with the giant butt from Law & Order SVU?
Not that, no, not big.
Is that his name?
Just noticeably good.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Just like a great ass.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing like
wearing
that.
Wearing slacks?
You know. Oh.
In I don't
slacks.
Know. That is what I remember. It's like.
Wow. You had to wipe your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm drooling over here. Anyway, tomorrow morning on Bob's Movie Club, we will be talking about sneakers. It's a Robert Redford movie set in San Francisco at the height of the tech world. It's so good.
There's I'm on fun, that. Fun I'm going to do that early about. Today. I have yeah. a lot to do today.
It's two hours. 2 hours and 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get it done. I got school
Anybody
pickups.
Want to take bets?
And.
Yeah.
You know, it's drama class tonight and I got to bring food. I'll do it all. I'm going to get it all done.
I do think, though, this is not necessarily something you can't play in front of your kids. I don't think there's any nudity. And
there's a bra.
There's a bra. I don't remember.
Yeah, in the very beginning when they're looking through the window at the two people.
I don't remember that at all. But I'll take your word for it. You know, there's a bra. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. The whole world. Saw the Jumbotron couple at the Coldplay show.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-astronomer, CEO, Andy Byron, and Kristen Cavett. They're just friends. They were just friends. There was nothing going on. The quote is...
Hold on. I just want to be clear. So a month later, they came up with this
is
press
what
release.
Right, this is their press release. Kristen and Andy... had an excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair. It was inappropriate to be hugging your boss at a concert, and she accepts full responsibility for it. Now, I would like to say, who the F wrote this?
Are they joking?
Because she was getting her boobs groped by that guy from behind. It's inappropriate to be hugging your boss. What?
That's got to be a joke. Is this real?
It's real. Some sort.
He had his hot dog between two buns.
Right. And was on second base out front.
Getting waved into third.
So they're saying...
But why not? I mean, they've already lost everything they're going to lose. You might as well try to cover
I guess.
Your
I feel
ass.
Like at this point, just let it be. Just yeah. move on.
Don't
why
bring
are
it, back
it back
into
up?
The public forum. Kristen and Andy had an excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair. It was inappropriate to be hugging your boss at a concert. She accepts full responsibility for it. But the scandal, the scandal, the downfall, the loss of the job, all that is unfair.
My jaw is on the floor.
I know. I don't know if they're trying to like make her look good or make him look. I don't understand why anyone's saying anything about this. But I did think it was really funny. I'm like, oh, they're pretty good friends. And also, if you're just hanging out, swaying to the music with a friend inappropriately, why the panic?
Because his hot dog was between two buns.
Yeah, but that was, you know, why would they care? Nobody can see that. Oh, was it that he had his hands on her boobs? Or that they were up in the nosebleed seats thinking, no one will ever see us up here. I love that Chris Martin was just like, geez, they're either having an affair or they're really camera shy. Got it in one.
Well, I can understand from their seat, their lives were blown up.
Oh, yeah.
While at the Coldplay show.
Yep.
Like, blowed up.
From nothing to 100.
Right. Blowed up. So I get that they... One of the things that I find pretty interesting is like another person is a good example is Hawk Tua girl.
Mm.
Like to just go from a lady walking down the street who answered a question of some guy we still don't know his podcast, but she went world famous overnight.
Yeah. National sensation overnight.
You don't have anything to draw off of in those moments where you're like, well, I was pretty popular in high school. Nope, this is different.
Yep. Little bit. That viral moment we're all hoping for.
All three W's.
You just don't want it to be like this.
Right. So I can see where they just didn't, you know, even he in the moment with ducking under the desk.
Know,
like he has to
be
down there
and turn
going,
around. And
now what do I do from down here?
Get the camera off of me.
A lot of texts are saying this from 707. Nice that they put all the blame on her. WTF.
I know.
And then
these are comments out of page six.
And 408, how the hell is a subordinate's fault when a boss fondles her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Locked on her.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, technically, she wasn't
front,
hugging him.
As you say.
She was standing there. And
yeah.
He was creepily behind her.
Yeah, and she works in HR. She yelled, me!
I almost feel like this statement is rage Thanks, bait.
Man. Where's your drop? Come on.
Say that again.
She's in HR, so she should have yelled, me!
Anyway, they ran these comments in page six. It's definitely, I really did. That's the only reason I even did this story, because I was just like, this girl is accepting full responsibility for hugging her boss, which she wasn't doing, and they're not just friends.
I said, maybe this statement is rage bait. Maybe the PR strategy is to frame it up as she's taking full responsibility, so the internet will be like, why is all the blame going on her? So that they can turn the narrative to be in her favor.
Look at you putting your marketing skills to work. That might very well be it.
I don't know if it's going to work.
I don't know either, but it did make me mad at him.
Yeah, that's true.
Moving on.
We haven't heard from him at all, have we?
I haven't heard anything from him. I heard from his ex-wife. She was.
We heard from his ex-wife fairly quickly, and then we heard recently from her husband, who said, we were already separated. It's not even a thing. Yeah. I don't even care.
Yep.
Which I think is, okay, cover your you-know-what.
Sure. Well, it makes you less
save
the fool,
face.
I guess.
Yeah,
right.
You're saving face. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Demon Hunters, K-pop Demon Hunters, they continue to rule, not just the one with the girls, but there's like the boy one too, the K-pop boys that did a whole, there's another movie.
Demon
that's,
Slayer.
Oh, is that what it is?
You had mentioned there was a second movie and we couldn't find it.
Oh, it's there.
It's on Netflix. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's in theaters. Hold on.
I don't think it's the same as it's, Demon Hunters.
No, because it's a Demon Slayer is a Japanese franchise. It's
okay.
Oh,
it's
so they're
not,
totally
not
different,
so saying,
not related at all. Okay.
You're saying that these girls are the Demon Hunters, and this Demon Slayer, the movie Infinity Castle, is a totally different franchise.
That's Japanese, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's not what I got from
it. I saw Demon and some kind of murdering.
I think a lot of people are putting them together.
Okay.
Well, I sat down with Edie and said, there's a second movie, let's watch it. And we couldn't find it.
You lying liar.
And I just went,
lies.
Oh, I don't get it.
Well, you could take her to the movies.
No,
I guess,
was just, we were at home and I thought, oh, I've got inside info you don't know about. And then she went, now.
So Golden is a song from K-pop Demon Hunters. And that one is still number one. Ordinary's number two. Manchild's number three. Boy, there's a whole bunch of K-pop on here. Then Raven Lynae, Love Me Not. You're hearing that on the Alice all the time. That's at number seven. Daisies at number eight.
Dude, that is a hit.
It's a good song.
Biebs is back.
And at number nine is Teddy Swims. Still 109 weeks on the charts. Last week it was number 11. So I don't know. I think this is, it broke some record for longest single in the top 10, but it did drop. I don't know if they were consecutive weeks or not, but there he is week after week. Lose Control, Teddy Swims, number nine, and another K-pop, that Hunter X EJ is at number 10. So there's a little quick look at the charts right there. And that's really all I've got time for. Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Door dashing murder supplies.
Oh.
And more after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Ed Sheeran tickets all day. Your next chance coming up with Mason at 10:05.
You know, I don't mean to sidetrack us, but that song is such a throwback, and I was truly thinking that might be the first song that ever played on Alice.
Oh.
I don't know. We weren't there yet, but I like that is.
I feel like it's all time, right?
It's from 96.
Oh, is it really?
Love Fool.
It might very well have been the first song.
It was one of those early Alice hits that we played.
Can you believe that song is like 30 years old? That's crazy.
No, I can't.
Incredible.
But I looked it up real quick because I was thinking, am I just misremembering? Mm. But there were a lot of songs that really are
kinda
cemented in
it,
my
right?
head as. Oh, that was...
an Alice original.
What is Your Woman was another one?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be your woman. Is it White Town? Your Woman?
Your Woman is in White Town.
Is it White Town?
Yeah. I'll look it up.
Yeah,
that was another huge hit at the time that we played the heck out of. Anyway, I love this station. We've been here a long time.
We've been here a long, long time.
Thanks for listening, by the way.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
You talking to me or them?
Everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sitting in the luckiest chair of all time.
Agreed.
Well, actually, it's that one in the corner, the one that's all stained up and has, you know, I sit in that when I do my prep in the morning, and then I move over to this brand new chair. It pumps me up real high. Hi. How you doing? Hi.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Ed Sheeran Tickets. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7:05 a.m. to 6:05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word that we give you to our contest line, which is 20357. After you text the code word, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Ed Sheeran on July 25th at Levi's Stadium. Courtesy of Messina Touring Group, this is a show you don't want to miss.
It's the biggest show of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time, guaranteed, Ed Sheeran.
So this is one of those stories where you go, what? It's not a good idea to DoorDash your murder supplies.
Oh.
What?
What are we getting? Poison and duct tape and...
bleach.
Rope.
Same day delivery services are convenient for food, last minute toilet paper restocking, or inflatable unicorns for spontaneous pool parties.
Oh.
But you should not get your murder supplies from delivery. On Monday morning, a DoorDash driver alerted police after making a very strange delivery to a motel in Sweetwater, Texas. We don't have the complete list of items, but the delivery included trash bags, zip ties, bleach, a hatchet, and more.
That does sound suspicious.
Police say the 42-year-old man named Neil Cooper placed an order on DoorDash for these kidnapping murder tools. When the cops showed up at the motel room, Neil refused to leave and warned officers, I'm armed.
Oh. Well, we know he has a hatchet, so. At the very least.
The cops forced their way in and found a hostage inside.
Oh! Oh my God!
The hostage was rescued, but was later arrested on an outstanding warrant.
Still, bad people don't deserve to be kidnapped and murdered.
There's no They don't.
No. I don't even know why that had to be in the story. I mean, there was a hostage.
A hostage was rescued, and there's no word on their identity, but it sounds like a warrant was drug-related.
Okay. Well, Neil that was can get you in some trouble.
Yeah. Neil was arrested for aggravated kidnapping, and there may be additional charges. It's unclear, they say, what he planned to do with the victim, but some of those things he ordered, yeah, I feel like those are clues.
Yeah. Check the clues, cops. By the way, that DoorDash driver is a hero.
Yeah.
Hero.
A lot of people praise the driver for acting after seeing all these red flags. I mean, come on. Trash bags? A hatchet? I mean, they didn't list a shovel, but... all this stuff is bad news.
It sounds like he was going to chop the person up, put him in various trash bags, and drop him off in different dumpsters all over town. No one will ever suspect. Now let me just quickly DoorDash all the supplies I'll be needing.
Other people did not feel like he was a hero.
Why?
I'm glad it worked out for the best this time, but do you really want your DoorDash driver deciding your order is suspicious and calling the cops? I want to tell that driver... you don't get paid to think, you get paid to deliver.
You know, if you're ordering chicken cacciatore and a side of noodles, then I don't think you have to worry. I think we're all pretty clear on what a hatchet, trash bag, zip ties. No. Bleach. Come on.
That guy saved somebody's life.
He did. He saved that person's life, even though they're obviously a druggie with an outstanding warrant.
We've been talking about pranks, and it's clear we live in a world now where pranks are really not welcome anymore.
No, yeah, forget your April Fool's Day, etc.
Yeah, it's just not an option. Mm-mm. We had our day.
We certainly did.
And it's long over.
Yeah. Got a lot of trouble in our day.
Oh, yes, we did. Mm. We don't even mention it, and we're going to continue to not mention it because it was so much trouble.
Someday we'll do a podcast where we talk all about it.
Maybe. But then again, if you bring that up, people through today's lens will go, you psychopaths.
Nah.
It's supposed to be funny. I mean, and it was.
If they're listening to us, they totally get it.
All right. A 32-year-old South Carolina assistant teacher has been arrested on charges he surreptitiously sprayed his school with a poop smell, sickening students and causing more than $55,000 in damage. That's right.
Where do you get a poop smell from?
Fart spray. You've never heard of it?
No.
Well, there's a fart spray.
And he walked it all around the school and...
Lewis allegedly obtained the spray designed to imitate farts from an online distributor.
He's just trying to be funny.
Well, and I tell you something. I realize he's a teacher. He's a grown up. He's not supposed to.
Yeah.
Bad job out of you. Kids and farts and poop, it's at the dinner table every friggin' night. And I'm someone that can appreciate that and still find myself going, again?
Yeah.
This same show every night.
Yeah, and it's always funny.
All right. Yeah. And then the accusations start. Oh, you don't want us to talk about it because you're the smelliest one in the house. Wait a minute.
Oh, how did you get dragged into this?
That's what I'm saying. All of a sudden, I'm like... oh, now I'm being framed?
Mm.
Anyway, the kids do like the fart smells, the fart talk, the fart, fart,
good.
Fart,
yeah.
Fart. Unfortunately, they say that this guy used the spray on multiple occasions over time, resulting in a disruption of school, children requiring medical attention for respiratory issues.
Oh. They got some weak children over there.
Yeah, what? And caused damage of $55,000 to the school air conditioning system.
Oh.
He's in big trouble, mister.
You're saying he didn't do this all at once? This was just over time?
Over
he would
time.
Like, you know,
he must have been, you know.
Ha ha ha. I'm the good
what
time
do they call
jelly
that?
Prank
crop
teacher.
Dusting.
Oh.
You've heard that term?
Sure.
Sounds like he was, you know, going down the hall. This
killing
will be funny.
Everything.
Hey, who farted in here? And he sits over in the corner giggling, I guess. You're a grown man, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's in big trouble. Don't make pranks anymore. We're trying to help you here. Pranks are over.
They are. Just find another way to amuse yourself. There's probably something online. There's probably an app for that.
A 27-year-old man in Tennessee named Zach Porter went into cardiac arrest at a TJ Maxx.
27 years old?
He's alive today thanks to the quick thinking of a CPR instructor named Mike Brown.
Oh.
Mike Brown says, I didn't even want to be there. I had to go shopping with my wife on this trip. She dragged me.
TJ Maxx.
But they say it's a good thing he was there. He performed CPR to keep Zach going until paramedics arrived.
To revive. You had it.
Big breath, big breath.
Another stranger also helped out, but there it is. He was dragged to the TJ Maxx.
It was fate.
And ended up saving a young person's life.
Mm. 27 years old having a heart attack?
I don't know.
Was he like, I can't believe these jeans are only $2. This is amazing. Ah!
You better hit a drum.
Oh,
did you hear that? That was amazing.
Mm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks, Van.
Where's my game?
So here's a game you can win.
I win all the games. Vinny says,
I told him that we're not going to play a regular game. We're going to play Kiss, Marry, Kill. And he's like, oh, I'm definitely winning that.
Oh, a couple texts real quick. 800-400-3697.
Oh, right. Shoot.
If you want.
You know who doesn't DoorDash from the 415? The bear. He doesn't DoorDash.
So there's no being safe from the, from the bear?
Safe from the bear.
Yeah.
No, he'll just climb into your car and steal your food. If you leave the window cracked.
That's true.
His intentions are, you know, not hard to guess, bears.
All the picnic baskets.
415, I thought it was going to be Vinny's order of a giant cucumber and tons of Vaseline.
That was so funny.
You didn't even laugh, but it's that was a bit, you didn't do that bit?
No,
I was laughing so hard in my head. I was picturing like, how can we make that happen today with cameras?
You can't.
Oh, yes, we certainly could. Why not? Doesn't even hurt anybody. It's just funny. You don't have to say a damn thing. You're allowed to buy. They're both available at the supermarket.
And then one more. 707. Vinny, did you just say 1996? I've been listening since the beginning and I'm still here. Mary, your longtime listener in Vallejo. Love you guys.
Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Oh, I had play the romantic music.
Okay.
Play the, My Heart Will Go On.
What?
Because we're going to do Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Kiss, Marry, Kill, right.
Yeah. So this is a game you can play along with, and by game, I mean just a fun thing to talk about.
Okay.
So I had told Bob, I've told her a few times, I'm like, hey, write some Kiss, Marry, Kill, see what you come up with, and then I keep forgetting to do them all the live long day.
Yeah, ones last week were so good, but
Those are last forever. Yep.
No, they're irrelevant now.
Oh.
So I made new ones.
I see.
I'm ready.
Oh, they were like day specific?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with the girl one for the guys.
I call this 90s hottie heart, 90s heartthrob edition.
Okay.
In honor, we didn't talk about it, but there were some big reunions this past week. Bring It On, I think, celebrated 30 years.
Dawson's Creek.
And Dawson's Creek had a big live reading reunion. Very emotional.
They read through a script together?
Yes, they read the pilot on stage at a theater on Broadway. But Dawson himself was too sick. James Vanderbeek is battling cancer and he was too sick and he couldn't make it. So actually, Lin-Manuel Miranda filled in for him.
Oh. Well, yes. He is just amazing on Broadway. So that must have...
Yes.
Totally elevated it.
I think there was a friend who called him up, but it looked very emotional. So anyway, in honor of these big reunions and anniversaries, I've got three lovely 90s ladies who are still very hot. Katie Holmes, Gabrielle Union, and Kirsten Dunst.
Oh.
Kiss, marry,
that's easy.
Kill. All right, let's hear it.
You marry Katie Holmes, of course. Kill Gabrielle Union and get it on with, what's her name?
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst.
Okay. Care to elaborate or?
I mean, Kirsten Dunst is hot.
Yeah, I'm marrying Kirsten Dunst.
Oh,
and I'm doing Gabrielle Union and I'm killing whatever the chick is from Dawson's Creek.
Katie Holmes?
She's the worst actress ever.
Oh.
Can't stand her.
Really?
Yeah.
What have you seen her in?
Dawson's Creek.
Actually,
you know what I saw her in? I think she was in one of the Batmans. And she played like a reporter. She just like tore the whole...
She was?
Yeah, she was like a reporter or some love interest.
Are you thinking about Jake Gyllenhaal's sister?
No, not Maggie Gyllenhaal. Yeah, see if you can find Katie Holmes in some...
Vincenzo, what do you think?
I'm marrying Gabrielle Union.
Oh, we are really all picking different ones.
That means it was a good one.
That is a good one.
I've heard she does all the stuff.
How'd you hear that? Where'd you hear that from?
That's just her. She said it out into the world that she does all the stuff.
Well, that is a selling point.
Yes. Mm. So I'm marrying Gabrielle Union. I will do Kirsten Dunst, and I will say have a good one to Katie Holmes.
Have you never seen the movie The Gift? She gets topless in it?
No, I've never seen the movie
Beautiful.
The Gift.
I have seen that movie. Is that the one?
The one movie Katie Holmes bears all.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
Do I have the right movie? Is it the one where the guy's got the tattoos of something down in his pants?
I don't remember what the movie is
about. What's that guy's name? I think he used to be married to like David Arquette, I think.
Oh, Courtney Cox's ex?
Yeah. I don't know. Did you find Katie Holmes in a Batman movie for me?
Yeah, she's in Batman Begins. You're right.
She's terrible. Terrible.
She's cute.
No, she ruined that movie. I was just like, that chick cannot act. Who is that? Oh, that's a Dawson's Creek chick?
Fair enough.
Did you watch Dawson's Creek when you were a kid?
Well, it was a little, I was too young for it when it was on. I remember seeing the ads for it and wishing I could watch it. So then when I got a little bit older, I tried to watch it and I got through a few seasons. But at that point, I was a little too old.
Yeah.
So she looks great. Totally. I absolutely didn't realize she looks really good.
Oh, she's are you going to change up your
Yeah,
thing?
I'll do Katie Holmes and kill Kirsten Dunst. She's a mate. Like,
you're looking at the
HR.
I can't believe you can Google that stuff on the work computers.
Well, we have to be able to access all the things.
Yeah, we need to be able to see all the breasts.
She looks great. I never heard of that movie, never saw that movie, and I've never seen her act in anything.
You've seen
the
best part.
She can't act. Even if you've seen her and stuff, she's not acting. That's not.
All right.
Okay, next up, I've got
one for Bob.
Oh, wait.
Bob,
oh, okay.
Kiss, Marry, Kill. Maddie, Vinny, Sarah.
Oh. No.
What do you mean?
I thought she already did this one.
I don't think so.
I did it already, yeah.
Yeah, she marries me, she kisses you, and she kills Maddie.
Oh.
Doi.
All right.
Obviously.
All right. I didn't know. I must have been
Sarah
absent that
day. Sarah can sew. That'd be nice to have around the house.
Oh, yeah, I'm very, very handy. You get a little tear in your pants, I'll put a nice patch on there for you.
The quality of work on this bag you made me is impeccable.
Thank you.
Oh, is that your new bag?
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice.
Isn't it nice? It's going to match my luggage perfectly.
It matches her plaid shirt.
Oh, yeah. That I didn't really think that through.
All right. Let's hear it.
Mature Hollywood Hotties Edition.
Okay.
The late, great Robert Redford, Denzel Washington.
Oh, Denzel.
And Robert De Niro, the new head of the FCC. If you know, you know.
Okay, repeat it again.
Robert Redford, Denzel Washington.
Denzel.
And Robert De Niro.
And who's got to go first?
Whoever yells it out first. Okay. I'll tell you right off the bat, I'm going to kill De Niro.
Me too.
Never been attracted to him.
Oh, I'm a fan of his, but I'm not doing any of the stuff with that guy.
I think I would kiss Robert De Niro. I would marry Robert Redford because especially after his death, all of these great things keep coming out about him. He seems like he was a really good guy, real, which is really cool. And I would kill Denzel. Sorry.
Oh.
Kiss Denzel. I would marry Robert Redford and I would get rid of De Niro.
I think I'd marry. Out of those three, I'd marry Denzel. I'm just not that into Robert Redford. And, you know, Denzel and I started a movie with you. Vin,
I like Denzel Washington movies and I like him. But if you hear him in interviews, he has a very...
You know what? You're right. I'm going to switch my time. I guess I have to marry Robert Redford. He was very, dismissively, almost combative in that thing about being canceled. Okay. I was like, dude, no, do you listen to what they're saying? Stop it.
I could just, I would find myself going, are you really going to come down this strong on waffles? Like, we're just having breakfast.
Right.
Calm down,
it's
dude.
It's breakfast. Just eat it. Go to work.
So, yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I would obviously kill Denzel because he was a jerk to me when I interviewed him. Oh. Robert Redford, I would do, and I'd marry Robert De Niro just to have him around and going, you talking to me? You talking to me? I'd enjoy his company.
All right.
Did you do your picks?
Yeah.
Oh. What did you say?
I said I would marry Robert Redford
because
he seems
right,
like a good guy.
Mm.
That music was really distracting me. I don't know about anyone else.
Were you ready to break out into song any second?
Like, I need to jump up on the desk and perform.
Well, please feel free.
Do we have another one?
We're out of time.
No, that's it. We're out of time. Thanks for playing along. I think Vinny won that one. Good job, Vinny.
Thank you, everyone.
Great job.
Thank you.
Great job.
I really do appreciate representing you.
Yeah. Yep.
There's me.
You got me to change my mind. You made a great point right there at the end. I was like, I forgot about him being a jerk in interviews. Goodbye.
Hold on. My hand is empty.
Oh, for your $50?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, I'll write you a check.
Okay.
Sure, it'll be good. All day long today, Mason and Jane continue to have tickets for Ed Sheeran every hour at 5 after all day long. And we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.